The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
Dropping us, but wouldn't do us any harm. Dropping us, but wouldn't do us any harm. Dropping us, but wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chain along. We'll roll the old chain along. We'll roll the old chain along. And we'll all hang on behind. A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chain along. We'll roll the old chain along. We'll roll the old chain along. And we'll all hang on behind. A nice fat cook wouldn't do us any harm. A nice fat cook wouldn't do us any harm. A nice fat cook wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. Chain long, we'll roll the old chain long, we'll roll the old chain long, and we'll all hang on behind. Hoo-ah! A roll in the clover wouldn't do us any harm. A roll in the clover wouldn't do us any harm. A roll in the clover wouldn't do us any harm, and we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chain long, we'll roll the old chain long, we'll roll the old chain long, and we'll all hang on behind. Hoo-ah! A long spelling gall wouldn't do us any harm. A long spelling gall wouldn't do us any harm. A long spelling gall wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chain long. We'll roll the old chain long. We'll roll the old chain long. And we'll all hang on behind. Cool! Around on the house wouldn't do us any harm. Around on the house wouldn't do us any harm. Around on the house wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chain long, we'll roll the old chain long, we'll roll the old chain long, and we'll all hang on behind. A glass of hot whiskey wouldn't do us any harm. A glass of hot whiskey wouldn't do us any harm. A glass of hot whiskey wouldn't do us any harm, and we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chain long, we'll roll the old chain long, we'll roll the old chain long, and we'll all hang on behind. If the devil's in the road, we'll roll it over him. If the devil's in the road, we'll roll it over him. If the devil's in the road, we'll roll it over him. We'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chain long. We'll roll the old chain long. We'll roll the old chain long. And we'll all hang on behind. Who will roll the old chain long? We'll roll the old chain long. We'll roll the old chain long. And we'll all hang on behind.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and I am back with another show to feature some songs. What you just heard there was a brand new track, A Drop of Nelson's Blood. It's from my upcoming album, Celtic Music is Freedom, to quote Braveheart. That's what mostly I want to talk about today on the podcast is my new Kickstarter-type program. I'm trying to raise money for this new album. It is an album entirely of traditional Celtic songs, Irish and Scottish songs, a variety. It started off as sort of a companion CD to my Whiskers in the Jar and such, which people who haven't heard the traditional songs that I parodied, I just kind of like to make those songs available. So to some degree, this is nothing super new. Although the performances are all new and all sounding really good so far. You're going to hear all the recordings that I have. I have four thus far that are done thanks to Daniel Briggs, who is helping me record this album. Now, the money I'm trying to raise will help pay for the recording of the album. As generous as the countless musicians are out there who helped me with the last album, I wanted to be able to offer a little bit of money, unfortunately. I can't afford a lot. And right now, I'm still struggling to pay for this album, plus the printing of the CD and a few of the bonus stuff, just to cover all the expenses. One of the things I found out by running a Kickstarter program for the Renaissance Festival podcast is that there are all sorts of little fees that come into play. And so if you want to raise $700, you lose about 100 of that to fees and mailing and whatnot. So this project, I'm trying to raise $4,000 to pay for this album. And that includes, again, CD duplication, the payment of Daniel, some shipping, some CD plaques, some shirts, and then general PayPal fees. So it goes a long way, but I have a long way to go. Right now, I've raised $445, which is 11% of my goal. So it's a good start. However, I set the deadline for July 25th. That means there are only 17 days to reach this goal, and I'm already starting to worry. The last couple days have been without any donations. So I'm hoping that, you know, putting out a podcast and talking about it a little bit, as well as, you know, I've been trying to publish a lot of blogs recently just to get the word out. I'm hoping all that will pay off and I will reach my goal. I really, really hope you will support this album. I mentioned a little bit about the title, Celtic Music is Freedom. I've had some really great and horrible complaints and compliments for that CD title. I like it a lot. It says exactly what Celtic music is. But freedom is one of those words, particularly nowadays. It's been kind of overused. Every politician and their brother is using it to promote themselves as if they know what freedom is. My goal is multifaceted, I guess. When I say Celtic music is freedom, obviously there is a Braveheart reference there. Yes, I am the king of putting out little references to various other things. And this is definitely Celtic music is freedom! But it's a little bit more than that, too, because I just love Celtic music, and it is a passion of mine. One of my goals in life is the promotion of traditional Celtic songs. I have the Irish Song Lyrics website, which allows me to share a lot of the music, and offer chords. It's a great resource. It's also been a good promotional tool. Because of that website and many others, I have a great ability to promote these traditional Celtic songs. I want to move on. This is obviously just a sort of a halfway project, because I have a whole bunch of other songs, many that are original songs that I'd like to put out on a CD. And in order to get there, I feel like I really need to put out this album first, because number one, there's a lot of songs that I play that are traditional. It has Whiskey in the Jar. It has Old Dun Cow. It has Danny Boy. It has A Drop of Nelson's Blood. It has just a whole bunch of songs that I play actually quite frequently at Renaissance festivals, at sci-fi conventions, maybe less on the sci-fi conventions, but a lot of places I play these songs. And so I'm trying to get the word out about them. And of course, I want to move forward. So as soon as I finish this album, I will start work on the next one, which will be, all my albums after this are going to be more of a mix. I take that back. I want to do one Scottish CD, but all the other albums, I want to do a mix of songs. So there'll be partially traditional songs, a few traditional songs, plus a lot of original music as well. So that's my ultimate goal, because you only have so much time in your life. And this is one of those things, one of those projects that I really want to get out. So, let me let you hear another song from the album. The next up is Nancy Whiskey, a song I don't play much, but I recorded it back in January of 2011, and I want to share it with you right now.
I'm a weaver, a Celt and weaver. I'm a rash and a roving blade. I've got silver in my pocket, and I follow the roving trade. As I come in by Glasgow City, Nancy Whiskey I chanced to smell. So I went and sat down beside her. 7 long years I loved her well. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. more I kissed her, the more I loved her. The more I kissed her, the more she smiled. Soon I forgot my mother's teachings. Nancy soon had me beguiled. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. I'll go back to the Calton weaving. I'll surely make the shuttles fly. I'll make more at the Calton weaving than ever I did in the roving way. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, home. Come all you weavers, you Calton weavers, all you weavers, where you be, beware of whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. She'll ruin you as she ruined me. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, home. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
So now, what can you get? What are the cool things? You can go to the website, on my website, markgun.com. There's all the blogs have links to the latest project. I need to put a little button on there, don't I? Yes, I do. Well, first off, I should point out that this is not going to be for the digital music. If you want digital copies of, just exclusively MP3s, you're going to have to wait until the album is officially released, hopefully in October, if all goes as planned. This is for people who want to own a little piece of me, a physical piece of me, not just the musical aspect. So it starts pretty much, you can make a donation at $3, but this pretty much starts at $25, where you'll get a full-length copy of the album to enjoy. And of course, that includes shipping and such. So just keep in mind, all these things are included. You don't have to pay extra for that, which is one of the reasons why I'm trying to raise this money. So $40, you can get two copies. At $60, you can get signed copies. You'll get one signed copy of the album. You know, I don't know how many people actually are big into signatures, as over the years, I've always loved the idea of being one of those people that autographs CDs, but I don't see that my fans don't ask me as much about that. So, you want to go for that? Great. That'd be awesome. If not, oh, and they will be numbered, each one, 1 through 100. However, every level above this will get priority. So level 5, you also get a signed copy, but you're also going to get a t-shirt and you're going to get 4 copies of the album. So that might be the best. That seems like thus far the most popular donation level. So I hope you will support that. At level 6, we have a backstage. And this is actually a really good deal because not only are you getting 3 copies of the album, but I'm starting a new official Gunrunners group. This is a members-only website that's at markgun.net, where you can get some bonus stuff. I'm not entirely sure what all that's going to include. I know it will include live concert recordings in a sort of podcast form, one long MP3 featuring shows that I do at that time. And who knows what else I'll come in, up with. I'll probably put a few of my old albums on there as well. I mentioned recently about my very first DJing experience on my blog, and it's basically where I was pretending to be a DJ. I'm going to turn that into a podcast, and you'll get to hear me at age 16. So those are some of the bonuses that you're going to get in the backstage if you decide to. You can join at markgun.net, but you can also just join here. You'll get some CDs and you'll get the membership. Level 7, there's a new thing that's my disc printers offer, and that is a commemorative plaque. And you can get one of these. Only 20 of them will be produced, and it will proudly display the album, plus you'll get a few copies of the CD itself. So it's a nice little bonus on most levels here. Then you're at level 8, you're going to get 4 copies of the CD. One, of course, will be autographed. You'll get a VIP membership to the official Gunrunners Club. And you're also going to get a DVD. Yes, I have a recording, a DVD that was finally released. It was from the California Auto Harp Gathering. It was sent to me just a few days ago, and I finally got to watch it. There's one little glitch that maybe in the future I'll clean up. I'm just going to leave it in its beautiful form right now. But it's, I think I performed 8 songs on it, all live. You can see my live performance. And it was a good show. It was a really good show. Very fun. And all of that is $175. At $250, you can get a membership to Songhinge, a lifetime membership, in fact, and as well as a copy of the CD. That Songhinge, of course, is the fan club of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And that has a whole bunch of extra bonuses that you'll find. $800 is the executive producer bonus, and you'll get a whole bunch of copies of the album. There are only 2 of these levels available, so once they are done, they are done. So you also get a copy of the limited edition DVD and a commemorative plaque and my eternal thanks. You're going to get credit on the album saying you are an executive producer, and that helps a lot. In fact, that puts me almost, you know, what is that, 1/5 of the how much money I need to raise? So it's a great little bonus. And then after that, I have some house concerts. If you want to see me live plus support the album, I'm going to take whatever's left over after I do a show for you for, let's say, $1,000 if you're within 500 miles, $2,500 if you're anywhere in the United States, or $10,000 anywhere in the world. I'll fly to you and put on a great show. So, and I just added a level, and that is for people who just want the DVD. You can get that. This is a limited edition DVD. I'm only going to produce a certain number of them. I'm not sure how many, 10, probably about 20 of them. But you'll get the DVD, plus you'll get the final CD. So those are your bonuses. If you like this, if you want to help me out, if you are just feeling generous, if you're just feeling compassionate, please help me to provide more great music for you. Let's play another song, and this time it's Danny Boy. Danny Boy is one of those songs that, you know, when I first heard it, I thought it was awesome. I didn't know it. The Robbie and I Game Bards were playing at this pub, and someone requested the song. We were playing back-to-back, two nights. Someone requested the song, and Andrew's like, let's play it. And I'm like, I don't know the song. I don't even know the lyrics of the song. I never heard the melody. Of course, I didn't say that out loud at the time. He said, we'll have it for you tomorrow. So the next day, I spent the entire day learning Danny Boy. And it worked out. Well, okay, it didn't work out. The performance was horrible. I screwed up all the lyrics. But from there on, I came to a really fond appreciation. Until, all of a sudden, all these trad Nazis, as I call them, traditional musicians who are basically, they're musical snobs. They look at Danny Boy. Danny Boy is an Irish melody with lyrics written by an English lawyer, but it's a great song. It's an Irish-American song, but the trad Nazis don't even see it as that. They see it as an English song, and so they kind of ignore it, but it's an amazing song. So I decided, screw you all, and yes, one of the reasons why I wrote my parody of Danny Boy, the cat version, was because of, you know, I wanted something else to sing, because there was a period when I was, you know, feeling a little bit self-conscious about playing the song, and I still don't play it a whole lot, but it's a beautiful song, and I love it now. So, here's Danny Boy.
Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you, must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow, Danny boy, oh Danny boy, I love you so. Flowers are dying. If I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me, and on my grave will warmer, sweeter be. For ye shall bend and tell me that ye love me, and I will sleep in peace until you come to me.
Oh, I should point out that all of these songs are rough mixes. I threw them together so that I could put them on this show. I will fine-tune everything when I do the final mixes. All right, so other news that I've been working on. I turned a bunch of my websites into mobile-ready sites. Yes, you can now actively look at them, and they look better on your mobile phone now. So specifically for that. So check that out. Also, tomorrow is the 7th anniversary of me being a full-time musician. Woohoo! In 2005, 7 years ago, I quit my day job to become a musician, and I haven't looked back since. So I want to thank you all so much for supporting my music. Now, as I've been working on getting ready this Kickstarter campaign, or non-Kickstarter campaign, and the Gunrunners Club, I started working on a bunch of t-shirts, and one of them I'm going to release to the Gunrunners first and foremost. It's if you do become a Gunrunner right now, I have no subscribers, and that's okay. But if you do become a VIP Gunrunner in particular, you will get one of these shirts. You can buy it soon, too. The other one is I created a Guinness ripoff of the Monahan's Mutter's Milk logo, and I'm hoping to release that in the weeks to come. Just got to work myself up to do that. So stay tuned for all that. It's coming soon. Quick update on shows. The last weekend of July, I'll be at PlayOnCon. The weekend of August 16th, Gen Con Indianapolis. And then I'm still haven't heard back from Dragon Con, so I think I need to probably contact them again and see what's up, because it's getting late in the year. I'm starting to worry. Stay tuned for all that. And there's a whole bunch of other shows on my website. I have a new calendar up at markgun.com. But finally, I want to also let you know, I am clearancing, trying to unload all of the last Celtic Cat t-shirts. You can go to celticmusic.org and save 40%. So $20, what is that? It's $8 off, I guess. You know, you can get the shirts for $12. Yes, I'm terrible with math, apparently. But yeah, $12, you can get one of these shirts for the month of July, and that of 2012. So head on over to CelticMusic.org if you want one of these limited edition shirts. These are the last pressing. I won't be having any more of these shirts. So if you want to wear one of these shirts, and they're awesome, they're beautiful shirts, I hope you'll head over to CelticMusic.org and place an order. All right, I'm going to finish up with one final song. This is Drunken Sailor from the same album, Celtic Music is Freedom. Again, I really appreciate all your support, and I hope you will continue to support my music by supporting this project, this fundraiser. I really have a lot of money to raise. And if I don't meet my goal, it depends on how close I am. If I'm a few hundred dollars, I can probably pull that off. But if I don't, you know, if I don't even get half that, then I'm going to scrap this and I don't know what I'm going to do. I might end up having to, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I might just hit delete. We'll see. And all these these albums, apparently, if people don't want them, then that's the way it is. You know, that's not what people want. I'll have to do something else. And so that's the way it goes. So I need your help. That's what I'm saying. I need your help. So please make a donation if you can. Even just, you know, $3, $25, $100. That would be awesome. If we can get just even half that. If I can at least pay Daniel, I will be thrilled. I would really like to pull in the price of all the main expenses. But, you know, if I have to pay off some of that a little bit later, I'm okay with that, but I got to get that, you know, $1,500 or whatever it's going to cost to pay Daniel. So please help me what I can. And I really appreciate all your kind and caring support. So thank you again. I hope you enjoyed the show and I will be back again soon. Slancha.
What should we do with a drunken sailor? What should we do with a drunken sailor? What should we do with a drunken sailor like in the morning? Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, her light in the morning. Put him in a long book till he's sober, put him in a long book till he's sober, put him in a long book till he's sober, her light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, her light in the morning. Leave him there till they make him better, leave him there till they make him better, leave him there till they make him better, her light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, her light in the morning. Try some up and a running bowline, try some up and a running bowline, try some up and a running bowline, her light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, her light in the morning. Give him a dose of salt and water, give him a dose of salt and water, give him a dose of salt and water, her light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, her light in the morning. Give him a taste of the bosun's rope and give him a taste of the bosun's rope and give him a taste of the bosun's rope and her light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, her light in the morning. Soak him in oil till he sprouts a flipper, soak him in oil till he sprouts a flipper, soak him in oil till he sprouts a flipper, light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, hair light in the morning. Shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor, hair light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, hair light in the morning. Put him in the bed of the captain's daughter, put him in the bed of the captain's daughter, put him in the bed of the captain's daughter, hair light in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, hair light in the morning. You should have seen the captain's daughter, you should have seen the captain's daughter. You should have seen the captain's daughter like in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises like in the morning. She looks like an orangutan, she looks like an orangutan, she looks like an orangutan like in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises like in the morning. Swinging from a chandelier, swinging from a chandelier, swinging from a chandelier like in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, there like in the morning. That's what you do with a drunken sailor, that's what you do with a drunken sailor, that's what you do with a drunken sailor like in the morning.
The Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.